Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Did you ever get pimples or spots when you were a teenager, Elsie?
Pimples, spots, 青春痘. Yeah, and I still get them now. How about you?
Yeah, exactly. It's not used to. I still do sometimes.
Right.
Especially in the summer and mostly around my nose.
Most around your nose?
Nose,
I get them on my forehead.、
Mm-hmm.
But why it happens more in summer?
Well, I think it's because the hot weather makes the tiny little holes that、mm-hmm. everybody has in their skin get bigger.
毛孔
Hot makes things kind of open.
Oh,、right? 毛孔会放大。
And then the dirt from the air or, you know, your sweat, because it's hot, that gets into the holes, blocks the holes,And that's what causes pimples.
Oh, no wonder. 台湾的夏天有够热，我们的毛孔放大，加上空气污染，难怪会 get pimples. Maybe there are some under your beard.、
Mm.
Did you grow it to hide the pimples?
Actually, I grew it to hide having two chins, but that's not important.
双下巴. That's right. We're going to focus on pimples today.
Yes.
Not your two chins.、
Mm.
Our title is...Oh no, it's the end of the world, because for your people, having pimples often makes them feel bad.
Yeah, it's terrible for youngsters, even though everyone gets them. It's、mm-hmm. just something we have to deal with.、
Right.
So, in our two-day article, we're going to give you some do's and don'ts for dealing with your pimples. Let's read through day one.
Oh no, it's the end of the world.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Pimples are annoying. However, there are do's and don'ts for treating pimples. Let's take a look at some don'ts.You should wash your face often. Don't wash your face too often. It'll become very dry.When this happens, the skin makes even more oil. This can cause more pimples. It's best to wash your face twice a day.Pop it. A big no is to pop the pimple. This makes it even worse. Also, it leaves behind a mark.Medicine is the best way to treat pimples. Medicine can treat more serious pimples. But sometimes the problem starts from the inside.A healthy diet can do a lot for the skin.
treat. The doctor is treating Gwen's heart problem. The doctor is treating Gwen's heart problem. Skin. Skin. Annabelle's skin gets very dry in the winter months. Annabelle's skin gets very dry in the winter months. Medicine. Medicine. Take this medicine. It will make your headache go away. Take this medicine. It will make your headache go away. Healthy. Healthy. You should eat healthy food for a snack, not candy. You should eat healthy food for a snack, not candy.
So the article begins by saying pimples are annoying.
They
absolutely are. True. So we've used the word pimple, P-I-M-P-L-E, pimple a little bit already. Let's explain it more. It's a pimple is a hard spot on your skin. It's often red and it often has white stuff inside it, which is kind of ugh. We also say spot or zit, Z-I-T. And we can even use the medical word acne, A-C-N-E, acne.
Pimple 就是青春痘啦，除了 pimple, spot 还有 zit 或是医学上说的 acne 都可以用来指青春痘。Nobody likes having pimples. 文章开头告诉我们青春痘真的很恼人。They are annoying.
Yeah, annoying, A-N-N-O-Y-I-N-G, annoying. That means something that bothers you a lot. It makes you feel angry. It makes you feel frustrated.
That's right. Annoying 这个形容词呢，代表讨厌的、烦人的。如果有一个人一直来烦你，你可以对他说 "You are annoying. Get away." 或者是呢，你想表达对某人事物感到厌烦，你可以说 "I'm annoyed with or by somebody or something."、Mm-hmm. I used to be annoyed by all the pimples I had.、Oh. 注意哦，某人感到厌烦，我们用的是 annoyed 这个字，它的字尾是 ed 结尾的。
So next, the article says, however, there are do's and don'ts for treating pimples. Do's and don'ts just means the things you should do.And the things you shouldn't do.
文章接下来呢，提供了我们一些处理痘痘的时候应该做跟不该做的事情 do's and don'ts. We should look at the word treat as well, right?
Yep, treat is going to be important. So it's spelled T-R-E-A-T, treat. It's a verb and it's our first word power word for today. Let's check it out.To treat means to try to cure an illness or injury by using drugs, hospital care, operations, and so on. For example, the doctor is treating Gwen's heart problem. The doctor is treating Gwen's heart problem.
Treat 在文章当中呢是一个动词，代表处理、治疗的意思。例句说呢，那位医生正在治疗 Gwen 心脏方面的毛病。另外 ，treat 也可以当作对待。For example, we can say the company treats the employees really well. 这间公司呢对员工很好。Or I can say pet treats me really well.
Hmm.It might be a lie, but there you go. Next, the article says, let's take a look at some don'ts, okay? To take a look at something just means to find out about that thing so we can understand it.
To take a look at something, 看一看、瞧一瞧某事物。文章现在呢，就要带我们来看看有哪些长青春痘的时候绝对不能做的事情。
So the first one, which has a big red X next to it, is...You should wash your face often. So the big red X means this is a don't. Don't wash your face too often.
我们看到呢，红色的叉叉代表的是不能做的事情。你应该常洗脸吗？ No, you shouldn't.
This is interesting. Why is this a don't?Because washing your face should get rid of dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the article explains...Don't wash your face too often.
文章告诉我们哦，不要太常洗脸。But why?
Yeah, and it's all about too often. It's okay to wash. Do wash, just not too often. And you don't do it too often because, as the article says, it'll become very dry.
原因是呢你强洗脸之后脸会变得很干。不过呢对容易出油长痘痘的人脸干一点不是很好吗? Why is this bad?
Well, the article goes on and says, when this happens, meaning when it gets too dry, the skin makes even more oil. Okay, we make oil, that's what our skin does, one of its jobs. Now let's look at the next word for the day, which is pretty important to what we're doing. It is the noun skin, S-K-I-N, skin. Skin is the natural outer layer of tissue that covers the body of a person or animal. For example, Annabelle's skin gets very dry in the winter months.Annabelle's skin gets very dry in the winter months.
Skin, 皮肤。同学们注意哦 ,SK 的发音是 sk。那我们例句说呢 ,Annabelle 的皮肤啊在冬季的时候会变得非常干燥。文章这边解释到当脸变干的时候我们的皮肤就会制造出更多的 oil, 油。Now I know why.
Yep, skin makes more oil, and as the article says, this can cause more pimples.
更多的油就会 cause 导致更多的痘痘出现。So how often should we wash our faces?
Yeah, that is the big question. You should wash not too often. The article advises us it's best to wash your face twice a day.
一天洗两次脸是最好的。That's pretty easy to do. I wash my face twice a day after I wake up in the morning and before I go to bed at night.
Okay.
How often do you wash your face, Pat?
Three. Morning.
Three times?
When I get home from work and then before I go to bed. Kind
morning?
Of works for me.
Three times.
So three. So time for our next don't, which has another red X and says pop it.So pop, P-O-P, pop, something to pop it means to make something burst with a noise. Now here it means to squeeze your pimples until the white stuff inside them comes out.
Oh my God, it sounds so gross.
It is.
下一个呢就是不能挤痘痘。Pop 这个动词呢是使东西爆开的意思。这边就是不要让你的痘痘爆开不要去挤它。Why is popcorn?I just thought of popcorn.
Okay.
Why is popcorn, 爆米花 called popcorn?
Because the bit of corn, they use a special thing on it, and it gets so hot, it pops and comes out.
Mm-hmm, 因为玉米要爆开才会变成 popcorn, 爆米花。
Now, what the article, what do we know about popping the pimple? We see it says a big no is to pop the pimple.
去挤青春痘呢是绝对不能做的事情 and why is that?
Well, it explains this makes it even worse. To make something worse means to take something that's already bad and make it more bad, or as we say,worse.
去挤痘痘呢会让痘痘的状况更糟。Worse, 更糟糕的它是 bad 的比较级。最高级呢则是 the worst. 我们这个形容词的三态变化是 bad, worse, the worst. 那如果我们要让事情变得更好我们可以说 to make something better. Better, 那就是 good 的比较级。最高级是 the best. 三态为 good, better,The best, 这也是一组不规则的形容词三态变化。现在呢，就让我们进入 Magic Box, 听讲师讲解 make something 后面加上受词补语的用法。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
大家好，我就是四肢不发达考试考零分的大熊啦。今天呢，老师说下次再考零分就要亲自来家里跟老妈报告了。Oh, this made me so nervous. This made me so nervous. 拜托不要来啦。中文里面呢我们很习惯说比方说我们让什么东西变得怎么样例如呢刚刚举的例句老师说的话让我变得好紧张哦英文里面呢也有一样的用法咯非常简单我们呢就是使用这个动词 make 这个字呢它有 制造的意思。例如呢 I love making cakes， 我喜欢做蛋糕。制作呢就可以用 make， 但是呢这个动词呢也有让什么东西变得怎么样的意思哦。诶，怎么使用呢？它的句型呢就是 A make B， 后面呢直接加上受词补语。你可能听不太懂哦，让我来解释一下咯。 A 呢就是我们的主词， OK， make 是我们的动词，它使得。 B 就是受词哦，受词呢也就是被变的这个东西了。那后面呢我们刚刚说可以直接接上受词补语，受词补语呢就是用来形容哦，形容我们受词变得怎么样。所以呢既然我们是叫做形容前面的名词 B， 所以呢我们是可以直接使用形容词哦。例如呢我们开头说 It makes me so nervous， OK， It 就是我们的主词，这边指的是呢老师说要来拜访妈妈这件事情，老师说的话就是 It 就是我们的主词。 Make 就是使得。第二个B 呢这边的受词呢 me 就是我，所以呢整句话呢就是老师说的话让我们后面呢直接接上受词补语，也就是我们刚刚说的形容词咯。我们呢这边是加上了 nervous 就是形容紧张的哦，它在这边当做受词补语就是反过头来要形容 me 这个受词呢，也就是使我变得怎么样。所以呢整句话我们再看一遍，It makes me so nervous. OK， 这件事情让我很紧张。OK， 所以呢，我们 make 就是这样子使用咯。我们再举一个例子，我今天考试又考零分啦。I made my mom angry because I failed again. I made my mom angry because I failed the test. OK， 所以呢因为呢我考试考零分了，妈妈就生气气了，罚我不准去找静香玩。 OK， 所以 made 后面再加上对象哦， my mom 就是这个句子的受词。 I made my mom， 我让我妈妈变得怎么样呢，我们加上受词补语 angry 就是生气的意思。所以呢 I made my mom angry， 我让妈妈生气气，就是这样的意思咯。所以呢帮大家总结一下咯， make 这个动词呢加上受词再加上受词补语，就表示让什么东西变得怎么样的意思咯。例如呢 learning English makes me happy， 学英文呢让我很开心，相信呢大家都会了，我要去写作业啦，拜拜。
Alright, is there another reason not to pop your pink balls?
Yes, the article says also it leaves behind a mark. To leave something behind means that when something goes, it doesn't just disappear, there is still something there.
另外一个不要去挤痘痘的原因是会留下 mark.疤痕痕迹 To leave behind something or to leave something behind 也就是留下某物的意思。 And more don'ts we should know?
Well, we still have one more don't. It is another big red X. It's next to it. It says medicine is the best way to treat pimples. No. But before we discuss this, let's look at our next word power word, which is the noun medicine. M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E, medicine. Medicine, or as a lot of people just say, medicine, is a substance that is used in treating disease or relieving pain, and that is usually in the form of a pill or a liquid. Doctors give you medicine. For example, take this medicine. It will make your headache go away. Take this medicine. It will make your headache go away.
Medicine 这个名词代表的是药或者是医学，那它是不可数名词哦。例句说呢，吃了这个药，它会消除你的头痛。中文我们说吃药，可是英文你用的动词是 take. We say take the medicine.
Yeah, not eat the medicine.
Right. 原来药不是用来治疗青春痘最好的方法。
Yeah, we'll learn about that here. The article says medicine can treat more serious pimples, but sometimes the problem starts from the inside.
药物可以治疗更严重的青春痘问题，但有的时候呢，问题来自于 inside 你的体内。So you only need to take medicine if your pimples are really bad, right?
That's right. Now I took medicine, I took pills for my spots when I was a teenager, but mine were terrible. If your pimples are just normal, the medicine could do harm to your body.
Oh, so how can we treat pimples from the inside?
The article says...A healthy diet can do a lot for the skin. The adjective healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, healthy, is today's last word power word. So let's check it out. So the word healthy just means good for your body. For example, you should eat healthy food for a snack, not candy. You should eat healthy food for a snack, not candy.
Healthy 是一个形容词，代表健康的。如果我们把字尾的 y 拿掉，我们看到 health 它就是代表健康，是一个名词。我们刚刚例句说到呢，你应该要吃健康的食物当点心，不是糖果。文章最后呢，告诉我们饮食健康的饮食对皮肤是有许多益处的。So we need to eat healthy.
Yeah, eat healthily, very important. And that brings us to the end of the article. So now it's time for our wrap up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
So here we're going to play categories, okay? I'm going to give Elsie a category and then 30 seconds on this phone to come up with as many words to do with that topic as you can.
所以 Pat 老师要给我一个 category, 一个类别，那我就要针对那个类别去给他很多很多很多的单字
Okay.
As many as possible, right?
Right, and your category is body parts.
What?
Body
Did it just
parts.
Start? Did it just start?
It's about to start.
Three, okay, body parts.
Body parts. Three,
身
体的, two, one.
Wait, arms.
Ready? The,
yeah.
Go!
Eyes, ears, and hands, and arms, and, oh, skin.
Mm-hmm.
And hair, forehead, nose, shoulders, knees, legs.Feet, toes, fingernails, nostrils, ears, scalp, neck,
Okay, that's 30 seconds. You got 23.
23?
I think it was 20. It was either 23 or 18.
23 body parts?
You did pretty well there.
That
was impressive. Okay, there's the timer for 30 seconds. My topic is things to do with doctors.
跟医生有关系的。
Okay, let's see what we can do.
Okay, so you ready?
Yes.
Start!
Doctor, nurse...Medicine, treat, healthy, hospital, operation, body, drugs, patient, cough, cold, disease. I've probably said that already.
No, you didn't.
Stethoscope, the thing for listening to the heart, needle, pill.
Time's up.
How many did I get?
I think you got 20.
I think you won.
I won.
Give you the win. Yeah, I think
How
you won.
How many did I get?
You got like 23.
23.
I think you won that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, Elsie.
Thank you.
You win at categories, but we are out of time for today. However, you need to join us again tomorrow to learn. We've seen the don'ts of pimples. We need to know the do's. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow for that. Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh no! It's the end of the world! Pimples are annoying. However, there are do's and don'ts for treating pimples. Let's take a look at some don'ts. You should wash your face often. Don't wash your face too often.It'll become very dry. When this happens, the skin makes even more oil. This can cause more pimples. It's best to wash your face twice a day. Pop it. A big no is to pop the pimple. This makes it even worse. Also, it leaves behind a mark. Medicine is the best way to treat pimples. Medicine can treat more serious pimples. But sometimes the problem starts from the inside. A healthy diet can do a lot for the skin.
Treat. Treat. The doctor is treating Gwen's heart problem. The doctor is treating Gwen's heart problem. Skin. Skin. Annabelle's skin gets very dry in the winter months. Annabelle's skin gets very dry in the winter months. Medicine. Medicine. Take this medicine. It will make your headache go away. Take this medicine. It will make your headache go away. Healthy. Healthy. You should eat healthy food for a snack, not candy. You should eat healthy food for a snack, not candy.